Welcome to the Mucho Motivation Podcast with me, Kathy Conamurillo, the Crafty Chica. If you've ever dreamed of starting your own business and making positive changes in your life or your thoughts, but think you don't have the time or what it takes, listen up. I launched and built my business all on my own while working a full-time job. I said goodnight to my family and then got to work on my brand. Now, Crafty Chica is my full-time career, from authoring books to speaking at events, designing product lines, working with brands, to making and selling my art. I've experienced happy tears and all kinds of ugly cries in the process. And now I want to share everything I learned with you here on the Mucho Motivation Podcast. Let's help you tackle your goals and turn your dreams into action. Okay, guys, let's do this. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 26 of the Mucho Motivation Podcast. Today's special guest is Mark Montano. Now, I always admired Mark from way back when. I watched his show on the TLC Network, on the Style Network, on WeTV, and I finally, he had this book that came out called The Big Ass Book of Crafts. This was during the MySpace days, and I reached out to him and messaged him, and I ended up writing a newspaper article on him for the Arizona Republic, and really, it was like, yes, I would like to interview you about your new book, and on the inside, I was like, oh my God, I am chatting with Mark Montano. He's just such a creative, brilliant designer. Go check out his YouTube channel, Make Your Mark. I would describe his style as like Mexi Boho, just lots of colors and textures and styles. Very, very innovative DIY ideas. You will not be disappointed. And now he has a new book that just came out, and it's called Get Off Your Ass, The Ultimate Guide to Working from Home. And of course, I had to immediately give him a ring, interview him for the podcast. He's going to share all of these wonderful tips with us that he put together in his book. All right, let's see what he's up to. Hi, Mark. Why don't we start off? What do you do and what have you done? All the awesome things.
Well, for a long time, I was a fashion designer, as you know, in New York City. And I had a boutique in the East Village for 17 years. And I lived above it. I had a real boho life and I loved it. But while I was doing that, I realized I wanted to branch out and do different things. So I started writing for Cosmo Girl magazine, and then I started turning the article that I was writing for Cosmo into a book. And that was my first book publication, which was Super Sweet, the ultimate bedroom guide for girls.
I have that book. I still have. I love it. Those wow. Projects are timeless. They're so good.
Thank you.
Yes.
So after I wrote a couple of books, I wrote Dollar Store Decor. I got cast on a television show, While You Were Out. And I started doing TV, and then in between filming seasons, I would write more books. So I filmed about maybe 6 different television shows over the past 12 years and wrote 11 books, and this is my 12th book.
Oh my gosh, that is so great. Congratulations on such a successful career. And you guys, like, this is a creative professional. I'm always talking about what it means to be a creative professional and the difference between, you know, crafting is a hobby or a side hustle versus going all in, because there are many, many layers to being a full-time creative professional. And you have done such a great job just with your branding and your ideas. And I mean, every single project is 100%. You guys, check out Mark's Instagram, The Mark Montano on Instagram. And wow, his projects are just so cool. What is your latest project that you're super proud of right now?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was getting so many cardboard boxes being at home in this quarantine, and they were just stacking up. And I thought, you know, people aren't really getting newspapers anymore. They're getting cardboard boxes. Like, cardboard boxes are stacking up. What can I do with this cardboard? So I have been going crazy making projects with cardboard. And the project that I'm most excited about, and it took me weeks of experimenting and making my kitchen a total disaster, I made cardboard clay that you can put into a silicone mold and make these beautiful, super hard cardboard clay pieces of jewelry. I love them so much, and I love working with this clay, and it's super easy to make.
Wow. And you know, this is why you're so successful, because you really pay attention to what's happening. Like, just knowing, like, okay, nowadays magazines cost like $15. We don't want to tear those up as easy as we did a while back. There's no newspapers. But you're right. We all have cardboard. We all have those boxes. And to come up with something that's so sustainable, you can recycle it. There's a gazillion different ways to use it. That's just so smart. Now, can you, like, make a big batch and save it?
Yes. So I usually make about a pound and a half at a time, and I just put it in the freezer. And then when I'm ready, if I'm going to use it like the next day, or I just pull it out for, you know, and once it's thawed out, I start using it again.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. We could talk crafts all day long.
But we really could.
I know, we totally could. But I'm just super excited for this book. And what is the name of the book? I mean, I know the name of it, but it's more exciting when you tell us. And okay. What is the spirit behind it?
All right. So the name of the book is Get Off Your Ass, The Ultimate Guide to Working from Home. And what I've learned over the past 30 years of working for myself and working from home and working in a home office is what I'm sharing in this book. Mm-hmm. The gist of this book is how to get up, motivate yourself, create a list, create a workspace, create a uniform, and make your workday as easy as possible to get through so that you can, you know, very easily accomplish all of your tasks and be done with it at a mm-hmm. certain time mm-hmm. so that your work isn't sort of creeping into your evening. Now, a lot of us are finding right now when we're working at home that, oh, I didn't finish that thing, but I kind of want to watch, you know, I'm going to rewatch Game of Thrones. But you get that nagging feeling like I didn't finish everything. I don't like that feeling. And in this book, I show you how to get everything done and stay on task and be done with your work in a specific amount of time. I talk about what gets in your way, how to plan a meal, how to create a functional workspace, how to get dressed in case you have a Zoom conference, you know, in 20 minutes. Everything that you need to know to prep for flawlessly easing through your workday at home.
That is wonderful. That is just perfect timing for everything right now, because what are we doing with the time that we have right now? We can't use the excuse anymore, oh, I don't have the time, because we literally do have the time. And the one thing I would love for you to share with us is, what are some common mistakes that people have when it comes to scheduling out their day and getting things done? What are some mistakes they make?
Okay. A common mistake is not sticking to your schedule. So, like when we work in an office, for example, we know we have to get up at 7, we get in the shower, we brush our teeth, we have a granola bar, a cup of coffee, a bagel, whatever it is, we go to work, we're there at a certain time, and we start our day. We have to do that same thing when we work from home. We have to stay in that habit. The other big mistake that we make when we work from home is we may not dress appropriately for working from home. We think, oh, we're home, I can just hang out in my pajamas all day. But that can sort of confuse us. That confuses our body. That confuses our minds. When we put on pajamas, we're automatically super comfortable and thinking, mm-hmm. hey, I'm in a relaxed state of mind. I'm in my comfy clothes. You're not going to be as productive in your comfy clothes as you are in, say, a comfortable button-down shirt, a pair of jeans, and a comfortable pair of shoes. So another mistake is that we don't create an at-home work wardrobe. And we do need something that looks a little bit more professional, because everybody's Zooming now, and mm-hmm. we're talking to our superiors, and we want to make sure that we are putting our best face forward mm-hmm. when we speak to our bosses. And the third thing, and the biggest mistake, is checking your social media during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So what I can share is this. Studies have shown that if you are working on a particular project, say you're writing a blog, and you take a minute to look at your Facebook page or your Instagram feed, it can take you up to 30 minutes to get back on task and start writing that blog again.
Yes.
So you need to, and I know I sound like, you know, the principal or a mean grandma.
But yeah, it's true.
You need to put it away. You need to put your social media away. You need to tackle one task at a time and move through your workday. And reward yourself when your tasks are done with social media, with television, with a virtual cocktail hour with friends, whatever it is that you feel would be a nice reward at the end of the day after you've finished your work.
So a lot of our listeners are like content creators, bloggers, influencers, and sometimes it can be a challenge because I mean, we have to be on several times a day to check in with, you know, what's going on. And there's a couple things you said that really touched on that, like the clothing aspect. It's not just for Zoom meetings, but sometimes if you're, pardon my chihuahuas over here. sometimes, I know, like if you have to do, say, an Instagram story, and if you're doing something and you're working on it and you have to do a story, you don't want to like waste time to go put makeup on and then come back and do the story or check the lighting, all of that. So maybe do that ahead of time. Like it's so important to put the right clothes on, get face ready, so no matter what happens, you're ready for it. And like the peeking in on social, I know that is so difficult because especially like if you post some content and then you get curious to see how it's doing. And how do you balance like when you do social media for a living combined with also creating content? Do you check in certain times of the day instead of or just save it all up for the end of the day?
Okay, so, well, there's a difference between checking to see what an ex is up to on vacation or and social media at work. So you and I, social media is our job. That's how we communicate with the public. But we also have to have our creative time where we are physically creating objects to share and craft projects. Or writing a blog where we need to really focus on what we're saying and how we're presenting it and maybe stepping things out so that other people can understand it. Mm-hmm. And that time is the time that you need to schedule for yourself. So for example, for me, I jump on social media, I post first thing in the morning, maybe at 8 o'clock, and then I'm on social media for an hour, which is pretty easy to do. Have my coffee, I'm posting, I'm responding to comments, things like that. And then my next hour, I shut social media off and I start working on my first task, which might be, all right, I have to write this blog about this and then I have to photograph it. So I'm going to block out 2 hours to do that. And I just turn off the social media and I directly go to my task. And I do not look at my my social media for until that task is finished or until that 2 hours is up. And then I allow myself, say, 15 or 20 minutes to go back on social media, respond to anything, answer an email. You know, no one's going to have a heart attack in if they don't hear from you for an hour or an hour and a half. Nothing in life is so urgent that if we don't hear from someone in an hour or two, that the world is going to shut down.
Yeah.
Like it is now.
Yes.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yes. And it's also like a lot of self-discipline of saying, you know what, this is serious. I'm a professional. I need to focus. I don't need to look at, there's nothing on there that is more important than doing a good job on what I'm making right now and just being a grown up about it instead of being like, oh my God, I need to go look at TikTok. But yeah, being exactly. serious. Mm-hmm.
And so we talk about that in the book too. We talk about how we have to decide. We have to decide what's important to us. Our careers are important to us. Having a paycheck at the end of the week is important to us. You know, these things, these really big things, are what should drive how we approach our work.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good point.
Just like you said, as professional as possible.
Exactly. And like what I have to do sometimes when, you know, when you go through those busy seasons where you're like, how am I going to get all of this done in one day? I will literally put an alarm. I'll set up little alarms on my phone, and then I will schedule out on my phone as if it were a meeting where I'd say, you know, 2 hours for photography, and then, you know, 4 o'clock to 4:15 is a break, and then 4:15 to 5:15 is, you know, editing pictures. And once I do that, and then when the little buzzer goes off, I'm already done with it. Like something happens, like the in the universe or just the energy, it like you really get it done within that time allotted. And that has helped me a lot for when I have a lot of things going on and I just set the little buzzer to remind me like, okay, time to wrap this up. I only have 30 minutes to get this done. Let's focus. If I go look on my phone for social media, I won't be able to get it done in 30 minutes and it'll set back the rest of the day. Like I've had to come down hard on myself for that before. And just having that little timer definitely helps a lot.
That is the perfect way to do it and how we describe it, how I describe it in the book. Yes, that's exactly how you do it.
And even if it's not for work, like even if it's like you're writing a book and you're like, okay, I want to write for an hour, you can set your timer for an hour and you know nothing else matters in this hour, just writing.
Yes. So you're giving yourself permission and you're also being your own boss.
Episode of the Mucho Motivation Podcast is sponsored by Tangi. Ready for a dose of creative inspiration in a quick video? Tangi is a social video sharing app to learn new things every day, and you can try them yourself too. Take your artistic, DIY, cooking, and styling skills to the next level under 60 seconds. Use the Try It feature to share your take of the projects back to the community. Snackable creativity to craft, cook, and create. Go try new ideas on Tangi. And you can find me at Crafty Chica on Tangi as well. I love it. I've been using it for several weeks now. So much inspiration. Think Pinterest meets TikTok. And Tangi is free. You can download the app at the App Store or at Google Play.
So here is another big question. How do you handle healthy eating during this time? Have you heard of quarantine 15? Like we're all supposed to be gaining 15 pounds because we're at home and like, I don't want to gain 15 pounds. Like, how do you manage eating healthy, not snacking all the time? Because for me, I'm always struggling with this. Like I will get stuck on something and I'll be like, oh, let me go wander in the kitchen. And it's just, how do you fix that?
That's a tough one.
Fix me, Mark.
I can't. You're perfect. But what I can say is this. I make sure there are plenty of, and I know this is going to sound yucky, but plenty of like baby carrots and like tiny little, you know, whatever, clementine oranges and apple slices and things like that. So, yeah, I definitely get bored and I go to the refrigerator. I'm not hungry. I'm just bored.
Yes, yes.
I also put a little note on the refrigerator that says, are you bored or are you hungry?
Oh my gosh, that's a great idea.
And I look at it, I'm like, yeah, you know. Now, one trick that I found that works for me is I drink a really, really big glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
And I wait for a few minutes. And then if I feel like I really want a snack, then I'll go in and I'll grab a couple of carrot sticks and an apple or something and go back to my desk. I try not to have too many sweet things in the house because for me, you know, one pizza is one serving. You know, one bag of chips, no matter how big it is one serving.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I am. I've always been that way. So I make sure that I keep the fridge stocked with really healthy stuff.
Awesome. And since you come from the TV industry, what tips can you give us for having the best kind of Zoom calls or conference calls, StreamYard, Zoom, Skype, whatever it is that people are using?
I think it's all about lighting, and you know this, right? Because
yes,
you create video content. Mm-hmm. A good desk lamp will give you some nice light on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Men or women, invest in some translucent powder so that when you're on a Zoom call, you're not shiny and it doesn't look like you just worked out at the gym.
Uh-huh.
And also raise the camera on your computer like you were taking a selfie. Not super high, but above eye level. So
okay.
It's looking down on you just a little bit.
Yeah.
And the other thing is you don't want to sit too close to your camera.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to, you can Zoom with a friend and they can tell you, okay, sit back a little bit and this looks the best on you. Or you can open photo booth if you have that on your computer and you can kind of figure out how you look. But it's good to test those things out before you get on a Zoom call with your boss because you want to look your best.
Yes.
Because this is the only thing our bosses have to judge us by now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only way that they can kind of say like, oh, this person is, they've got it together. Their office is nice and neat. They're organized. They're dressed properly. Their hair is done. You know, this is what they're judging us on, what they can see on a Zoom screen.
Yeah.
And we have to make sure that we're putting our best face forward when we do that.
Perfect. And my last question is, what is the best way to put a schedule together so that number one, we are productive and we accomplish tasks, and number two, so we don't become workaholics? Because I swear to God, Mark, I've had days where I get up at 7 in the morning and then it's 1 in the morning and I'm going to bed and I'm like, what happened?
What, you're a workaholic.
Yeah, like,
and
where
it's
do you
easy to do.
I know, especially when, you know, like some people look at this time and say, oh, you know, my kids are moved out, they're grown up, so it's not like I have to worry about their homework or anything. I don't binge watch a lot of TV. I love making things and I love blogging, and left to my own time, I will just burn the candle at both ends. And I know that's unhealthy because it leads to unhealthy eating habits because I'm just eating fast. Like, what is a way that we can break up our schedule to be manageable and still be productive?
Okay, so just like we schedule our work during the day for a certain amount of time, we have to figure out what a reasonable quitting time is, and then what the rest of that day looks like. So take a look at your day or take a look at your week, figure out what it is that you have to accomplish for that week, and spread it out throughout the week so that you have personal time starting at a certain time during the day.
Oh.
So for example, when I write a book, I say, okay, I am going to work on this book for 5 solid hours today.
Yeah.
And then when that 5 solid hours is done, I am going to put it away. I'm just going to stop and I'll work on it tomorrow, but I'm not going to burn the candle at both ends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to work throughout the whole evening. And then I do something else to take my mind away from it. Now, I don't know about you, but a lot of times when you're working on a project, for example, sometimes getting away from it, going to bed, watching a movie, all of a sudden, whether you realize it or not, an idea will pop into your head that makes that project even better. An idea that would not have popped into your head had you continued working on it.
Because you're late too into close to it. Yes.
You need perspective and you need work-life balance. And more than ever, it's really difficult to create work-life balance because our desk might be in our kitchen. You know?
Yeah. Or
if we live in a studio apartment, it might be just at the end of our bed or next to our sofa. So we have to sort of decide, you know, what those things are that we really love to do in the evening, have a glass of wine, read a book, watch a movie, and save those for later.
Yes.
And then we have to decide what amount of work we have to get done doing during the day, schedule that out, and quit at the time. Just like you have to start and be at a job at 9 o'clock in the morning and you get to go home at 5, you do the same thing when you're at home.
Exactly. It makes me think of two things. Like, one tip for when you come up with ideas in the middle of the night, and, you know, I used to get up and, like, turn the light on and write it down. Now, if you have a home speaker, you could just, from your bed, say, hey, XYZ, whatever your speaker's name is, you know, remind me tomorrow about the cardboard clay idea. What time would you like me to remind you? 10 a.m. And then 10 a.m., I'll get this reminder. Kathy, don't forget to try making cardboard clay. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm totally, like, so you don't have to get out of bed. You could just do it from your bed and tell your smart speaker to remind you in the morning.
It's like a recorder.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yes, exactly. It's like your past Kathy is taking care of future Kathy. That kind of thing.
I love it. That's exactly how to look at
yes.
it. We do have to take care of ourselves
yes.
right now.
And the second thing reminds me of, I work with this one business coach, Harry Lopez, and I'm actually talking with him tomorrow, and I'm glad because I forgot a lot of the great things that he preaches, and one of them is to always put yourself at the top of your to-do list. Taking care of yourself. That's the most important thing that we can do, no matter what. So, and I, a lot of times, I'm nowhere near on my to-do list. It's always to serve other people for deadlines or projects or whatever. But by putting ourselves at the top of our to-do list, and then maybe putting a little note like, finish up by 6 o'clock. You know, go relax tonight. It just, like you said, setting it like a reminder. And it's, I think it's easier to be successful when you do write it down and plan for it rather than just get lost in the moment of crafting. And then it's 1 a.m.
It's true. I think you've got it down. I think you should have written this book.
No, I think these are things I need to do, but I'm only thinking of them through talking with you.
It sounds like you're already doing it, which is awesome. I mean, listen, you've had a really successful career, and the only way that I can see that you've had that is that you have implemented all of these things in your life, or you wouldn't. You'd just be, you know, a crafty mess, crafty chica.
Maybe that's why we connect so well, because we're like very creative, very driven, and just, I mean, what a world and time we live in where we can make a full-time living doing what we love, making things and inspiring people. And where can they get your book?
So right now I have an exclusive on Amazon, and you can get the Amazon Kindle version of this book, which is, it's a quick read. So if you just go to Amazon and type in Get Off Your Ass and Mark Montano, it'll pop right up. You can also order a paperback version. So that comes in a couple days too.
Perfect. And what was your biggest takeaway after you finished writing this book?
My biggest takeaway was that I really need to follow my own advice more.
Yeah, I know. All
because,
of us do.
Right? I can preach to the choir, but, like, I really have to. Sometimes I fall off the wagon, for lack of a better term. You know, sometimes I won't make my daily list, and I'll be sitting there with a cup of coffee and at way past my start time thinking like, what do I have to do today? Oh my God, I did not. Or I won't be in my work clothes and I'll be like, what am I doing? I'm still in my gym clothes. Like, you know,
but eating Doritos love that, at 10:30 in the morning. That makes you so real. You know, I love that. And I love that you're honest about it and tell us like, do you have any like guilty pleasure foods? Like you're like, oh hell, I am not eating carrots today. Like I'm going to make this or that.
You know, I love nachos more than anything because, well, basically, I grew up eating nachos. Nachos are my life. I don't know. What can I say?
Because yes, yes. I love that. Nachos for life. Nachos por vida.
Seriously, that's a t-shirt.
Oh my God, it is. It's a craft or something. But wow, I'm so, so, so honored that you're here on the podcast. Thank you so much. And before we wrap up, what is your one tip for your best advice for working from home, for people to get off their ass and work from home?
Wow. What is my one best tip? Create a schedule for yourself and stick to it no matter what. That's my best advice.
Wonderful. Thank you. And where else can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, The Mark Montano, or Mark Montano NYC on Facebook, Mark Montano on Twitter, and markmontano.com, my blog.
And you have new projects every week, right?
Oh, also my YouTube channel, which is Make Your Mark or Mark Montano. I'll pop right up. There's almost 700 DIY videos on my channel.
I just believe in you so much because you give 100% and it shows so much innovation and creativity. You guys go check out Mark on all of his platforms. You will not be disappointed. Thank you so much for this interview and for sharing this book. We're all going to go buy his book right now. Thank you so much, Mark.
All right, honey. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See what I mean, you guys? Isn't he so fun to talk to? I feel so inspired right now. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Mucho Motivation Podcast. Thank you to Tangi for sponsoring it. Don't forget to check out the app, download it, use it, and go buy Mark's book on Amazon. Get Off Your Ass, The Ultimate Guide to Working From Home. Thanks, everyone. I hope you stay motivated. And don't forget to follow me at craftychica.com or all the different platforms at Crafty Chica. Thanks, guys.